What's up, everybody? Welcome. I'm Guy, and this is what I sound like right now. Now, this is going to be quick because honestly, it's bad content to sound like this. But also, I'm finding that most people I talk to in the last few days are entertained by the mere sound of whatever this is. Hell, I'm a little entertained, annoyed, but slightly entertained. So, you know, on one hand, it sounds awful. On the other hand, what the hell, who cares? I'm here for the people. So here I am. Now, I've been told it sounds like me doing a Minnie Mouse impression. I've been told it sounds like Marty Funkhauser. I've been told it sounds like Trent Baalke. All I know, my wife says I sound like a goose, which is correct. So I'm not going to be here long because I don't know why you'd want to listen to this long, and I'm supposed to rest. Most of you know, some may not, but I said it on the last show that I did that Friday had a little vocal cord procedure surgery, and it was like legit surgery. Didn't quite realize it till I rolled into the OR, and there's 8 people in there and the bright lights. And I'm like, this is game day. Felt like game day. Went pretty well. It went well. They said voice will be rough for a few days. So I thought, all right, Friday, voice rough a few days, back Monday, today's Wednesday. And I thought I better do something, say hello, let people know I'm alive, that the little bit of oxy they gave me and the little bit of fentanyl they gave me right after the surgery kicked in. No pain by today. Those drugs were just the immediate post-surgery. I'm not on those. And, I got to follow up with the doc on Thursday, and we'll get an update. This is better than it was yesterday, which is better than the day before, so we're making progress. I'm not supposed to strain, but I'm straining. A lot of milkshakes. I need hot tea. Pharrell says I need hot tea. Yeah. Well, thanks for the tip. Yeah, my goose. All right. I couldn't get through a game like that. Anyway, the hybrid kickoff rule. You know, I did have one thought on the hybrid kickoff rule, even in this voice. If you can take any opinion seriously in this voice, the Niners, the Packers, the Raiders voted against it. And I've been racking my brain trying to figure out if there's a reason other than Kyle doesn't feel like it as being the reason why they voted against it. And maybe we'll hear some of their reasoning at some point. Maybe it's something about field position. I don't know. We'll find out. But I watched a bunch of XFL kickoff returns the last few days, and there's not a lot of creativity in them. I'm going to talk to a buddy who worked in the XFL. I did an XFL exhibition game once upon a time and got to know the guy. Well, I won't get into details yet because I haven't talked to him about it yet. I'm going to talk to him today. But I'm curious where the creativity is, because the one thing I wonder about the Niners voting against this, the immediate assumption was they just don't, Kyle doesn't feel like this is a waste. It's a waste of time. Like, I don't want to deal with this. But I do wonder if offensive coaches are actually going to get more involved in this. Because as we know, as people who watch special teams coaches cook up, spend a lot of time in the lab cooking up all kinds of stuff that doesn't work. And when you watch these special teams kickoffs in the XFL, nothing really happens. Like A blocks B, A blocks B, A blocks B, A blocks B. Just nothing. So I wonder if part of Kyle's vote or the Niners vote against it could have been a variety of things, but I wonder if part of it is like he feels like he's going to have to get involved in this because there is opportunity for run game creativity. Are you going to put offensive linemen out there? You're going to have guys doing like kick out blocks and like peel backs and designing these returns in some way, like offensive plays and like run plays. And maybe he just feels like, I don't have the time for that right now. But that is what this requires. It'd be interesting how much of this gets left to the special teams guys and how many offensive coaches like Kyle, LaFleur, McVay, McDaniel, do these guys get involved at all and these turn into more, you know, run plays. So anyway, that was one take on that. I watched John Lynch. I did watch John Lynch. He was asked about, did you notice? He was asked about Brandon Ayuk playing on the fifth-year option. He said, yeah, that's an option. Of course it is. They're talking about parameters. The Jacksonville stuff was bullshit. Like, not kind of bullshit, but complete bullshit. LOL. As we knew, if you missed the video I did about all the different, like, Ayuk, Jacksonville, the report that wasn't, the Steelers, rumors. I did a deep dive on that last week. So if you didn't see it and you're missing content, thank you. Go check that out. I think it was good. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. And use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know, a lot of people wanted John and I to reunion for the coach's photo, which I can't even begin talking about the coach's photo, because when you start talking about the coach's photo, you got to start talking about this thing for like 25 minutes. You know, you just can't talk about it for a second. But a couple quick reactions to the coach's photo. One, Kyle tucked in a shirt, short sleeve shirt. Interesting choice. Look good. Skinny guy, can pull it off. But it's a signal that he hasn't lost his championship focus, and that losing the Super Bowl has only sharpened his discipline. Salah looks like he could be the lead in an Amazon Prime movie. Like, they make all these Marines doing Marine shit movies, which, you know, Jack Ryan type knockoff stuff. And it's the perfect Amazon Prime NFL crossover. Salah looks like he's relaxing, been relaxed. Harbaugh hasn't skipped a beat. Jim looks good. McVay and LaFleur, they've got like a bicep battle going right now. And I know everyone gives McVay the mantle of like young buff coach, shorter, jacked, kind of stocky buff. Looks good. Aspirational for sure. But I would not put it past LaFleur. LaFleur looks to me like he is working in the shadows to try and surpass McVay. Now, I mean, McVay. I don't know if his body will allow him to get there, if his frame will support it, but if you told me LaFleur has 15 pounds of muscle the next 2 to 4 years, that race isn't over yet. Award to the least recognizable coach obviously went to Brian Callahan of the Titans. Not pictured Matt Eberflus, which is a shame because I watched some Eberflus videos, and he might be the most stylish coach of them all. The hair, the attire, he's got just like some subtle style to him that I like. I'm rooting for Eberflus just on the style. So anyway, I mean, you know, I don't have the vocal stamina right now to run through all of that. But here we go. A few of your comments. I came here to get roasted, basically. Haberman making a weird voice to become RFK's running mate. Yep. RFK. Marco, you sound like a mix of Funkhauser and Rachel Maddow. You sound like Dickie V after calling a weekend's worth of tourney games. My buddy Dave called me today. He said Dickie V. Gain says, imagine Debo and McCaffrey returning a kick. Yeah, I mean, my first thought was actually Elijah Mitchell. Like, Debo and McCaffrey, they get their touches, right? These are less effective run plays than actual run plays, I think. But to me, it's a way to get your other back touches. Like, everyone's gone to Debo and McCaffrey. I go to Elijah Mitchell on this. Because those guys, you get them their touches in the flow of the offense. And I think these plays they're a little harder to scheme up. So they are still a little bit kind of free. When I just watch all the returns, they're still kind of free-for-alls. It's kind of James, as a Niner fan, says, I love the NFL scrapping special teams in its entirety, strictly because it's been our Achilles heel. You sound like you're on an iron lung. Don't strain. Not worth screwing up the recovery. No, I know. I'm not straining. But I appreciate it. Thank you. You sound like a retired Mickey Mouse who's been smoking for 50 years. Any play-by-play games coming up? We'll see. Supposed to have a couple things at the end of the month. I'll let you know. Flu game. Yeah. Yeah. So that's 10 minutes and 30 seconds right there. If you're listening to this in the pod, I don't know how you could, if you were listening to this, I don't know how you could get through this. I don't know. I'll go back and listen. We'll see how bad this sounds. But I decided, what the hell? Let's just put it out there for the people and entertain you and let you know that I'm on the road to recovery, hoping it doesn't take much longer. Going to see the doc tomorrow. Actually about to go down to Stanford today. Kyle Smith, the new men's basketball coach at Stanford. Not working. Just want to go check him out. I'm a big Kyle guy. That's my guy. They made a great hire at Stanford. And I'm excited to go see him. So I'm going to go do that right now. And appreciate you being here. Share the video. Hit that like button and subscribe. But hit the like button so people see it. Go, oh, shit, this guy hasn't done anything since last Thursday. I thought he'd quit. And they click it and they know what's up. So anyway. All right, y'all. Thanks. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.